This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. John Francis was just 26 when an oil tanker collision and spill in San Francisco Bay changed his life. He wasn't immediately involved in that 1971 accident, but the environmental destruction affected him so deeply that John felt he had to find a way to personally respond to it.
I'm not sure how I came to it, only that it seemed that the only thing that I had in my power to do was to walk. I didn't have any degrees or letters or anything like that. The only thing that I could do was just to get out of my automobile because I saw the connection. And when I did that, I was astounded. First, because I had to slow down from 60 miles an hour to 3 miles an hour.
And so his entire life abruptly slowed down. Living in Point Reyes, Francis found it could now take several days just to get to San Rafael, longer for a trip to San Francisco. But there were compensatory benefits.
There was a certain rhythm that came from walking and a certain connection to the people that you ran into or visited along the way that made the journey really quite special and very different than I had been used to.
But when his decision to walk everywhere became the dominant theme in his conversations, Francis responded with another unconventional choice.
The arguments ensued with people who said that it's not going to make any difference. You're just one person, and of all the millions of people who do ride in motorized vehicles, how is that going to affect anything? And I had to kind of agree with them. I just didn't know. But since I had spent most of my time arguing about it and not thinking about it, I just decided to be quiet for one day. The not riding in cars stretched to 22 years, and the not speaking stretched from that one day to 17 years.
Along the way, Francis earned a series of college degrees and founded the nonprofit organization he named Planet Walk.
Planet Walk's mission was to increase environmental awareness and earth stewardship and world peace through the walking pilgrimage. And I guess I was the first one of the walkers. And I started walking across the United States.
Francis resumed speaking in 1990 when he went to work for the Coast Guard, where his job included writing oil spill regulations. More recently, he has written a book about his pedestrian experiences, which have taken him to most of the Western Hemisphere. It's called Planet Walker, 22 Years of Walking, 17 Years of Silence. John will be reading from and talking about it tonight at Copperfield's Books in Petaluma. And even though he isn't walking everywhere anymore, Francis says he still makes time for self-propelled travel as much as possible.
Though I have a family now and other responsibilities, I still spend a lot of time walking, and I canoe with Native American canoers in the Yukon as part of Planet Walk. I realize that reaching the goal of having walked around the world is not really the important part of the journey. The journey is the process. And wherever I am and wherever we are, no matter what we're doing, we're all on that journey. We all make a difference. No matter what we do, we're making a difference. Can we make a positive difference? I think that's up to each of us.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.